my bowings and my ornamentation, and I'm thinking about it differently. So it's a skill that develops. I remember there was a time that it was several years between my stints in an orchestra, and sitting down and yelling at myself mentally, going, no, follow the bowings. No, you can't do that. Follow the bowings. Be good. Because my switch had gotten rusty.
What kinds of things do you think about when you're pushing the boundaries?
A lot of times, actually, I'm thinking about rhythm, or I'm thinking about variations. Our tunes are so short. So when I play through and I'm interested in making it a longer set, I will play the tune a million times and I start listening to what the tune is trying to tell me and where it might want to go or where it could go. And that becomes a variation. Sometimes it's a rhythmic variation and sometimes it's a melodic variation, just a change in note. That'll just be immensely satisfying because I feel like it needs to go there.
One of the things I've noticed, and I'm used to, if I'm playing for a square dance or a contra dance, you know, put together a two-tune medley or a three-tune medley. But it seems that a lot of Scottish fiddlers, and Scottish fiddlers in the United States as well, and a lot of the Cape Breton fiddlers, they do these like 4, 5, 6 song sets.
Some of it does come from playing for dancers. Because for dancers, the tradition, like a standard setup is like 8 tunes, twice through 8 tunes. So it sort of comes from that. And we have key changes in between so you can hear the different tunes. But it's also trying to turn them into performance pieces. Starting with Skinner in the 20th century, fiddling sort of moved out of the kitchen and only playing for dancing and went to the concert stage. And with that, we can't just play, you know, a 16-second tune. And be done. Get sort of boring and disjointed, not something for an audience to just really listen and kick back and enjoy. So we do build longer tunes. I know some of mine can be, you know, one tune long or two, all the way up to 4 or 5. And if I'm doing multiple repetitions, then I'm sitting on a 5 to 6 minute set, which is a nice length to do if you're on the concert stage.
Do you enjoy playing for dancers? Do you get a chance to do it very much?
I don't get as much opportunity to play for dancers as I would like. I do occasionally, and it's a blast. I love it because there's nothing better than watching people dance to the music that you're creating. So most of my work is actually for the stage.
Well, you've mentioned several things that I think we should stop and let you talk about. What kinds of things you're doing in Scottish fiddling here at Westminster College?
One of the things that I love about it is that at Westminster, anyone who plays violin can take Scottish fiddle lessons for credit. So you can take Scottish fiddle lessons for credit that will actually count toward degree programs. it really will. And I've built a string ensemble. We're in a little flux right now, the pandemic and people traveling around. We're called Cuil na Tíd, which translates to mean literally string music. But because it's in Scottish Gaelic, it's Scottish string music. So we do that and we perform around fairly locally, nothing too far, because we can't take the students too far away from classes. And here every summer I host the Strathganey School of Scottish Fiddling, and it is a full week of Scottish fiddling 24/7. We run classes beginning up into advanced. We do private Scottish fiddle lessons. We have evening events. We do concerts that are open to the public. We do everything that we do for the entire week is completely Scotland and Scottish fiddling centric. Because we'll jam till the early morning hours and then get up again and we're right back in class. So it's a fabulous time and the best people in the world and the best music.
Melinda Crawford-Pertue and I are having a good time sitting on her back porch, and you've gotten international recognition for judging Scottish fiddling contests. What do you look for?
The first thing, first and foremost, is we're looking for style. We're looking for Scottishness and the interpretation. So if I think about Scottish fiddling as being a circle, everyone has their own spot in the circle. So the first question is, are you in the circle? And if you're not, how can I help you get into the circle? If you are in the circle, what are you doing there? And how are you making it your own? How are you dealing with interpretation? So, I mean, there's execution. You know, are you playing grossly out of tune? You know, are you losing your tempo? There's that type of mechanical stuff that we evaluate as well. When someone's playing a slow air, are you telling a story? What's your phrasing like? Are you using your ornaments creatively? Are you making me feel something? Or is it wooden? And if it's wooden, how can I help you relax that so you can focus on the music and make that story? That we ask them to play a slow air so we can hear the musicality. We ask for a march because you're asking people to move without making them dance. So it's a nice in-between type of feel because we think frequently of people dancing. But with a march, you have to move them across the floor, but they can't dance. So we ask for a march. And that also suggests some of our connections with the bagpipes, because the bagpipes do a lot of marches. So it's a three-tune set. So the air they play separately, then it's a march, Strath, Spey, Reel as a three-tune set. And they're shifting different tune types, which transitions that can be really interesting. So they go for the march, and then they go into the Strath, Spey. And the Strath, Spey is the national tune type of Scotland. It originated in Scotland. It is associated with the Strath, Spey dance, and is a major genre in what we play. So that has to be in there. And there are loads of ways of playing Strath, Spey. There's the Highland style. There's the Northeast style. There's a lot of stuff in terms of interpretation. So, you know, which style you are sort of planting yourself, how are you doing? Are you getting the light and shade, the tension and release? Are you getting the danceability? How's your execution? Are your snaps nice and snappy and crisp? So we're looking for that type of stuff. But, you know, it's still music. Are you doing any phrasing in there? Have you forgotten your dynamics? And then we transition into a reel, which is just, it's all about the groove. It's all about the dance. You know, it doesn't have to be the fastest thing on earth, but it does have to have groove.
So it was march, Strath, Spey, reel, in that order?
Yep.
Could you describe, because like most Americans, I don't know what the heck a Strath, Spey is.
Sure. But I think, honestly, it'd be better to play one.
Okay.
A Strath, Spey is combined with it's a series of sort of long, short, short, long types of notes. And the rhythm, so this is a Scottish snap. Okay, that sort of short, long. If we were looking at notation, it'd be a 16th dotted eighth. Combined with that basically, those are the building blocks of the Strath, Spey. So just a nice Strath, Spey. An old tune by the name of Captain Campbell. And the nice thing with that tune is that it can go both Highland and Northeast. So you can hear the same tune done in two different ways. But that's a great example of a Strath, Spey. And you can sort of feel the beat as I'm playing it. But that type of rhythm just permeates Strath, Spey tunes.
You mentioned you could do it in two different styles. How?
So the way I just played it was more of a Highland style. If you've ever been to the games and you've seen the dancers, mm-hmm. the ones that are going boingy, boingy, boingy up on their toes, it's more of a Highland style. So you're going to hear. The other style would probably be a little more appropriate for like the Royal Scottish Country Dancers. Mm-hmm. That is, it's actually a little more associated with the origins of square dance. Mm-hmm. And that's a little more across the floor. So you're not going to hear the whole, they're landing on the floor. But
questions I emailed you about how choosing to play one of your favorite Strath, Speys as a almost like a lament or an air. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so much variety you can do with those melodies.
There is. And again, it comes back to the sort of the music stands alone. So I just played that one is two different Strathspeys bays, but I've taken a Strathspey and I have turned it into a lament because when I was playing it, that's what the tune was telling me it wanted to do. And for my own personal interpretation, that suddenly really, really resonated with me. I've never tried it with this tune, but... So sort of taking that exact same tune and transitioning it into an air.
I get the sense from talking to you that in this Scottish tradition, there is this continued tradition of innovation,
yes.
Taking the tunes and making them your own.
Yeah, which is incredibly freeing and one of my favorite aspects of it because you can change the key, you can change the mode, major to minor to major, and the creativity is appreciated. And as long as you're doing it, you know, all the technique is Scottish and you're staying true to the music and you're playing music, there's an excitement and just an appreciation for the way the tunes are staying alive and just different ways of viewing it. You know, in the beginning when you get going on this, we do a lot of mimicking. We advise people to listen, mm-hmm. and we steal ideas. I'm listening to a recording and I hear a cool ornaments, like, oh, that's neat. I like that. But then I take it and I make it my own. Bagpipe ornaments. I mean, that's a lot of how we got our ornaments. We've stolen ideas from the other instruments. In the beginning, we do a lot of mimicking, mm-hmm. you know, and we're trying to sound like so-and-so. We're using their bowings or something. But then the expectation is, okay, now what do you think it should be? Or how do you hear it? And the expectations, those are sort of the training wheels. And they're fine. Those are good training wheels to have. But then the expectation is then you need to sound like you. The creativity is so valued. It's freeing and it's fun.
I've taken up an awful lot of your time, but before you kick me off your porch and I head back down the road, you need to brag on where people can find your music and find out more about you. Melinda Crawford Purtu.
Well, my website is www.melindacrawford.com, and I also house the Strathganey School of Scottish Fiddling under the same website. You can see that up in the menu bar, or you can Google Strathganey, Strathgheny. It's actually a made-up name, so the only thing you're going to find is the fiddle camp. Strath means Valley of. In Scottish Gaelic. So when we were trying to name our school, we were trying to pick something regional. And, you know, we're surrounded by a whole lot of Indian names, which is great, but it doesn't quite work with the Scottish thing. So my husband came up with it. We took Strath and Allegheny. And that's why it's Strathganey. But the sound of it totally works. It works with, you know, Balvenie from Scotland and, you know, Strathclyde and all the other things that are over there. So Strathganey actually sounds pretty good. So, yeah, that's all available at my website. I have CDs on there and books and practice items and free tunes. I do have free tunes on my website, stuff that I have on my album. So if you're interested in just some free music, it's a good place to go. And if you have any questions about Scottish fiddling or Strathgainy, please feel free to reach out and contact me. All my contact information is on the website, too. I'd love to talk to you. I can go on about Scottish fiddling forever. www.MelindaCrawford.com
Thank you so much, Melinda. And would you like to play one more thing for us as we go out?
Sure. Sure. How about some jigs?
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, Go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Thank you. Justice, the president. Justice, the president. The president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. When your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
I've heard up there the streets are made of gold. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Justice, the president.
If I had the word, drive away the feelings from me. Sometimes you like cocaine, baby. Oh, so, yeah, if I had the world, I'd give it to you, girl, yeah. If I had the world,
if you want me to love you, baby. know why, no deep down inside, I believe you love me, so forget your foolish pride. Don't lie to me. Life's too short to have sorrows. You're here today, gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live, go on and live.
Tell it like it is.
Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. No, I, no deep down inside, so forget your foolish pride.
Don't lie to me.
If you are serious, don't play with my heart, makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, baby, I will. Baby, I will. Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. No, I, no deep down inside.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo.
Okay, we got that listening to his stereo thing way, way, way back. When all of that, you know, it's the lead up into what? Zombo's Deep Archive, that is correct. I am playing all of my old shows from 13 years ago. And it is for my encore slot, my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, live in your brain, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But today, I am just kicking back and going to play for you a show originally broadcast May the 29th. So 2009 was the year. So let's get right into the Deep Archive. Zombo here. This is Da 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 by Jack Hinton Orchestra. And we heard the D Natural Blues, started off with Cool DJ. All right, today, one of my favorite letters, one of my favorite grades on the report card. That's right, I'm talking D, which is good enough to get you through. But today's all songs that begin with the letter D. Okay. You're tuning out now? Bye. Bye.
I got all kinds of cool D stuff for you. And you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number where you can call. 412-621-WRCT. Zamba in your brain already. 10:06 here till 3 o'clock. Playing all songs that begin with the letter D. Yep. That's right. Completely ran out of ideas, so for the next, actually it's probably 22 weeks now. You know? Going through the alphabet, seeing what we can get into. Okay. Well, you'll know this one probably. I think I had it. Oh, I thought they had that. I thought they had that Da Da Da, the song by Trio. Remember that one? That was a pretty cool tune. Wonder where that could be. Oh, well. If you don't get it, just don't get it. A lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't care. They just don't get it. Ah, here it is. Aha. Whoa. Yeah, we need something a little more zippy than this. This is a little too, like, you know, black and white cartoon nightmare kind of thing. Yeah. So anyhow, this is Da 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 by Trio. All kinds of D stuff for ya. Oh, man, I can't wait. I gotta play Daddy Frog next. So I got till 3 o'clock playing all songs beginning with the letter D. Yay. I know it. Your nipples are hard, too. Okay, what's happening tonight at Zombo Gallery? The closing party of the Imaginary Friends Club, Kiltope from Detroit. Last chance to take a look at it is really cool. Like, they're like cannibal cupcakes and zombie teddy bears. It's pretty jarring stuff. I think you might like it. It's Zombo Gallery from like 6 to 9 tonight. Pop in. And then June the 6th, next Saturday. Chicks and Beer, an art show which features illustrations by Eric Luden. It's like pinup stuff. And then, photography by Laura Petrilla. She does all the pinup photography. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No Soul Bowl tonight. I'll not be at Arsenal Lanes tonight. They have a private party. And if somebody left their keys at the station, please let me know. There's a set of keys somebody left at the station. I don't think they're going to go too far if you do not have your keys. That's it. You get the story on this. You remember this? Yeah. It's a good morning song, isn't it? Not really? I don't care. But I do. Sadly, I do care. Immensely. I get a little too dinky-dink-dink-dink here. Oh, this'll wet your drawers.
That was a song of the frogs.
What kind of frogs?
Well, honey, there was Baby Frog, then there was Mama Frog, and then there was Daddy Frog.
Oh, tell me about Daddy Frog.
Well, honey, Daddy Frog went a-rocking with an old tater bug. Rabbit nest can with a big frog hug. Well, now all the cats within the big red box rocked and rolled a-rocking Daddy Frog.
Daddy Frog.
Roddy Ryan, chili rock and roll pad, let you pick up fast on this lily pad. You painted lips are real hard hats, not big, the most you want a gnat.
Daddy Frog!
Well, I pick up awesome on that call. You make it easy for Daddy Frog. Well, the cats stand up, and they got their feet, and the foolish love sounds from a thousand feet. Moved out from the depths of that big wet fog, from the rocky roll fort of a other fog.
Daddy Frog! Daddy Frog!
Yeah.
the cats picked up, then they got their meat, and the food was out from a thousand feet. Moved out from the depth of that big went off from a rocket room. Other ball.
WRCT.
Call me daddy, big daddy, daddy.
little half as much as me. I'm the daddy, yeah. Daddy ruler. They call me daddy.
Right, there's a cover version of Daddy Lolo, too. Yeah, love the Daddy Lolo.
Hello everybody, this is Dr. Kenya O.C. Redoli on the Temple Sounds The Culture Show. Come vibe with me with another set. We're going to go some deep house, some afro house, some soulful house, some mama piano, yeah? Keep it locked, 412-499-5000. That's a telephone number here in the studio. Let me know where you're listening from, yeah? Hope you're digging the show, because if you are not, let me know what I can do to make it fresh for you. But if you are, please spread the word. I tell you what, also subscribe to the show so you don't miss any new shows when I post them up, yeah? Do me a favor as well. It takes a few seconds. Share the show with your friends and your frenemies. That'll be much appreciated. We'd like to grow one listener at a time, and that's what we're doing thanks to you. And you, and you, and you, and you. Temple Sounds The Culture, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to the rest of the world. Welcome. Let's get it. Name's Themba. The album is called Anonymous. It's brand new. Song's called The Terminator.
Was that he cost one?